Nigeria Info.
Lovely morning to you. We are the nation's number one talk station. As we are right now, we are live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can watch me. Let's have a conversation this morning. We started this conversation at 5 a.m. That's usually the time. Certainly the time. The morning crossfire starts weekdays, Monday through Friday. And we are continuing with that conversation this morning as well. But to be a part of that conversation, this particular conversation, feel free to join us on Facebook and on YouTube where we are streaming live. You can also track this conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM is our Twitter handle. But for you to effectively join the conversation, you must tweet me with the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. That is the hashtag that we're using on the show. That's the hashtag I will click on if I want to read messages on Twitter. You can send your thoughts to me on WhatsApp, by the way. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805. If you had called earlier and we spoke earlier on this show, there's no point calling again. So let's give others that couldn't get in the act earlier at 5 a.m. to join us now to share their thought. But if you're wondering what we are talking about, take a listen to this. Garba Shehu, presidential spokesman, was on a TV station yesterday, just at the same time we were talking about low-level corruption. Remember when Dr. Brown joined me on the show via the telephone and we were talking about, you know, how the pepper sellers, the mechanics, the carpenter, the furniture maker, the what have you, at the lowest level of the strata of the society, corrupt without even paying attention to the fact that they are actually the ones promoting corruption. That time that we're having that conversation is the same time Garba Shehu was on TV talking about the same thing that the Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index released last week. It was not a judgment on Buhari, that it was a judgment on Nigerians, that the people are the ones that are corrupt, not Buhari. So the blame is on you. The blame is on you, not Buhari. That's what he said. But I'm going to play this right now, what he said, part of what he said, so you can take a listen to it and let me know. One thing I require of you is just think about what he said critically. Analyze it objectively. Don't forget about the person talking. Just pay attention to what he said and then let me know what you think. Take a listen to it.
All of these reports are based upon certain parameters. Use the indices that you want to judge the government on. If you ask me this question, I will tell you that this one by TI is majorly, is not a judgment on Buhari or his administration or its war against corruption. It's a judgment on Nigerians. Because if you look at the major indices they used in arriving at these conclusions, they used this 8 indices, 6 of which found Nigeria as being more or less on the same position. Nothing is lost. The 2 that they dwelled on that caused this backsliding are essentially Nigerian problems. When they looked at the varieties of democracy, they were talking about the political culture of this country. Vote buying, all this thing about thuggery. Is it Buhari that is a thug? We are not doing thuggery. And we know those who are doing it. And when they talk about the justice project, which is also, yes, a big minus in that report, and they're talking about perceived corruption in the judiciary. These perceptions are essentially not correct. Yes, there are issues with that sector, but wouldn't it have been nice if the reforms that are ongoing in that sector? So many changes are going on, and acknowledge it so that you encourage those judicial officers that are upright, and then the system keeps getting better.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You've heard him. Garba Shehu is speaking there. 0700-993-993-993 is my studio line. You have all other platforms for you to join the conversation. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. But you must add hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to your tweet. Let's get started, shall we? Please turn off your radio if you're calling right now. Nigeria Info, good morning. Oh, we lost that call. I think we're processing another call right now. In the meantime, while we get that calling, let's go to Facebook and take this comment from Facebook. Ademola Shokabi on Facebook says, the result of TI was favorable, then PMB did it. But now that it's bad, we're hearing stories. Low-grade minds. That's what Ademola Shokabi said on Facebook this morning. While before we go on and take more comments this morning, let's take Tommy from okay, let's see. Tommy, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes, sir. See, a leader that is not ready to take responsibility, I believe, is not a leader. You are not taking responsibility. Okay, fine. You are pointing it to the people. You are saying that people are being voted by and all of that. Of course, the people are already looking for other means to make money. There are a lot of things that are, you know, that make people to do vote by and all of that. Okay, you have not even made the environment enabling. People, when they see any little slight opportunity, they use it. And this vote buying you're talking about, these politicians.
Yeah, but these same politicians. But must you collect it?
I don't do vote buying. I do collect. What I'm trying to say is that it shouldn't just throw the blame to the people. Let our leaders learn to take responsibility. They are always finding ways to defend themselves.
So, but here is the thing. The report that Transparency International did was for the people, because they surveyed the public sector. So it's the people we're talking about, actually.
Well, they should not just say the people. They should generalize it. They are part of the people.
Okay. Nobody would take this one lying low, Avi. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Surulere, Lamatin. My name is Chris Paul.
Welcome, Chris Paul. Talk to me.
What Mr. Shehu said about the corruption, I guess, I don't know, maybe he knows what he's saying. Because these people, I don't know, should I call them VIP, the other way around, Baba Fela Seri? They are like vagabonds in, I don't want to complete the remaining statement. That's all I can say. They don't know what they are saying. Thank you very much.
Thank you too for calling me. Let's mind our words, okay? Let's just be civil. Nigeria Info. Let's see who else we've got here on Facebook. Budget Amy on Facebook says, Sheriff, let me ask you, who is the Minister of Petroleum and how many times has Buhari been Minister of that most corrupt ministry? Buhari is not only corrupt, but all our politicians in both APC and PDP, they eat and breathe corruption. Michael joins us right now. Michael, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
I've been trying to call since yesterday.
Hey.
The topic you had yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let me hear it.
Oh, no. No, 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 God. Michael, since yesterday. That was painful. He's been trying to call since yesterday. Oh, no. Okay. I'll get over it. No, I can't get over it. Good morning to you.
Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing
to you.
Today?
Very well.
All right. So, Sheriff, I don't know if you noticed how Garba struggled to speak while he was speaking. That's actually what happens when you try to defend the indefensible. You told us that you are going to combat corruption, and then you weren't able to do it.
Okay.
And then someone analyzed you and told you that the place you want to combat corruption is actually corrupt. And then you say it's not your fault that you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And then someone comes on air to try to defend it. And that's why he struggled to defend it. Because it didn't make sense to him, but he has to say something because it's paid to say something.
Oh.
And we understand it is fine.
Okay.
But then we don't understand when people try to insult our sensibility, our intelligence again and again. It's becoming too annoying. And then they should just stop it.
Okay.
You don't need to say something. Sometimes when you are called for these interviews, you can just decline and say that you don't want to do it or something. Just give an excuse. Than coming on air and insulting Nigerians and then insulting yourself. It doesn't make sense.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. He disagrees with Garba Shehu. Ikechukwu, hi, good morning to you.
Hi, Sharif.
Morning.
Ikechukwu on the line.
Good to have you.
Yeah. So I listened to Garba Shehu's comment.
Okay.
And honestly, if you look at it from the very face value, you know, you would say that he's correct, just looking at it, you know, at the surface.
Okay.
But when you look at it critically.
Critically, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why we you know, voted Buhari in, or the reason why Nigerians, I'll not say we because I didn't vote him, but the reason why Nigerians voted him in is to, you know, correct all this decay that you have, you know, in the system. Mm. So all the, even to the minutest, you know, as you have on the street, you know, we put him there so that he can correct all these things.
Mm.
So in the long run, somebody must take the blame. And that is him, because he is the sole administrator.
That's why he's in charge.
Yes, that's why he's in charge. So putting the blame on Nigerians, I mean, Nigerians are just going about their daily businesses, so they are not worried. But if you have someone who puts in the correct metrics to curb all these excesses, you know, and corrupt practices, that's why Buhari is supposed to be there, you know. So he's to take the blame.
Thank you, Ikechukwu. Thank you for your thought. I'm going to Twitter right now because we're going to juggle all of these things while we prepare for our next call. Jubilee Amos on Twitter says, Garba Shehu is actually right. But what he is forgetting is that both him and the principals and all government officials are firstly Nigerians before being appointed into office. So we are all in it together. Okay, let's speak with Peter, who is calling us from Badagry. Peter, good morning to you.
Yeah, hold on.
Morning to you, Peter.
Yeah, good morning, Sharif.
Morning to you.
Good morning, Nigeria.
Hmm.
Based on the topic, well, you know, they say that charity begins at home.
Okay.
And when Pekin do well, he go be in Papa home. But when Pekin no do well, he go be in Mama home.
Hmm.
So, President Muhammadu Buhari, if Nigeria pass, Buhari will take the glory. If Nigeria fail, Buhari will take the glory. So let them be able to take responsibility.
Okay.
Because when we are shouting then that nepotism is greater than corruption, but the two, no one is good. But nepotism what? When we are saying let them allow federal character to speak. When we are saying let them play with the first 11 in all tribe. All tribe have first 11. They were thinking we don't know what we are saying. If the federal did things the way they're supposed to do, everything will come normal now. The campaign of Buhari, we should fight, we change Nigeria, we will do corruption,
yeah.
Everything. So when you watch, when the report came out, what Lai Mohammed said is different from what Garba Shehu said.
Right.
So in that aspect, you know that the government himself, they are confused. They don't know what to say.
Okay,
I'm
Peter.
Sorry for that word.
No,
so may God bless for the Republic of Nigeria. Sharif, have a blessed day.
You too, Peter. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm going to stay with Twitter a little bit longer. Let's take a few comments. Matthew is joining us, though, but let's quickly squeeze in this thought on Twitter. Anyatoyin Boadishina on Twitter says, the report was the people, was for the people, right? But who is governing the people? Is counter-reaction just confirmed their irresponsibility. A whole lot of Nigerians are corrupt because the head is already decayed. Are other listed countries firing back like this? We'll know until we get to those countries. Matthew is here. Matthew, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Well, my contribution is Garba Shehu should remove the log in his eyes before pointing fingers on Nigerians. Why am I saying this? The last time they kidnapped children at Katsina, 344 children. Garba Shehu came out boldly to say 10, only 10. Is he not corrupt? Is he not being economical with the truth?
Yeah.
There are a lot of things Garba Shehu have been saying on air.
Mm.
Garba Shehu is misleading a lot of Nigeria. That is corruption. As far as I'm concerned, Garba Shehu should go and bury his head in shame. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling me. I appreciate your time. I really do, Matthew. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning
Mr.
to you.
Sharif.
What's your name, please?
I am Chika speaking.
Chika, talk to me. Talk to me.
To me, I believe that the man is not correct. You know, we are talking of this corrupt of it, and it will start from our politicians. I think our politician is not doing very well. That is why all Nigerians are struggling to live, and we can do anything to survive. Just take a look of the palliatives of FM, just of recent. They couldn't circulate it. What are they saying? So I think even this Buharina has ruled before. So all their mess, they are still within. If they can change this orientation, these old people that have been ruling, and change to this our new youth now, I think there will be a change. Thank you very much. I'm Chika Nwala. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye to you, Chika. Thank you for calling me. Let's see who else we got here. Nigeria, Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben, you need to turn off your radio right now. Mm. Okay. Let's have your
Sheriff, good morning.
I salute you. Good morning to you.
Sheriff, please, apart from the problem with the Garba show, there's something that I want to complain on Nigeria Info.
Okay.
Please. Sheriff, help me pay these people where they call you every morning. May they have sympathy for those who can be able to reach you.
Yeah, I don't know sorry, you sorry.
Put, I don't know
sorry.
Whether you put mark some number that they don't know. How can, from January to December,
sorry.
I'll be hearing some one particular
I'm
one.
I'm so sorry.
Bring out one day, during the time of Oluwa Shehu, then do it. Bring out one particular day in a week. That all this year, regular Friday, Bolere, Prince, your wife.
I'm sorry store. Now.
Who are not willing to call that day.
I'm sorry.
About this is human part of corruption.
I'm sorry. So let me explain.
Yeah.
So I think telephone lines are, I'm not sure, I'm not a tech guy, but I think telephone lines are designed in such a way that if a number gets through, especially to high traffic phone lines, that number gets some kind of priority to get through all the time. You understand? So it's not,
yeah.
Then I've also asked the question before, how they do it. And they told me that they usually use all those small phones. Those small phones are very strong. That's why, that's what they use. So I don't know. We don't have any power. We don't have any control over who gets through. We don't even see numbers before we pick calls. So we don't know exactly what is going on, really.
Let me believe you, my brother.
Okay.
So then on Garba Shehu, please, 2023 is coming. If anybody know that, he cannot be able to take blame. It's only praise you want to take. Please don't contest for Nigeria president. As far as I'm concerned, coronavirus na Buhari kosam. Anything bad na Buhari kosam. Anything good na Buhari kosam. If you don't want to go there, don't be president of Nigeria. But if you are ready to take blame, if you do good, we praise you. If you do bad, we talk. So that is it. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's speak with Victoria if she's still on the line. Victoria, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning. My name is Victoria Bang from Aja.
Welcome, Victoria.
Yes. I don't have a problem with Sherry. I don't have a problem with Garba Shehu.
I don't have a problem with
Buhari. But the problem I have is everybody in Nigeria is corrupt. Or let me say the majority of people are corrupt. But they're waiting.
Okay.
What are the laws against the corrupt people?
Mm.
So that's why the president must take responsibility.
Okay.
I had a story where somebody in prison, okay. Nigerian prison,
okay.
committed suicide because he was not promoted after passing 3 exams.
Oh.
What has been done to people in the correctional service?
Hmm.
People are watching.
Hmm.
In some parastatals, people are not promoted after 17 years as a graduate.
Hmm.
You join a parastatal, 17 years, you're not promoted.
That's wrong.
You bring it online. Nobody does anything. So
that's
it's
wrong.
Just the body language. If you remember when Buhari came, they said body language, everything was being corrected.
People
were scared. But after some time, he now joined the bandwagon.
Mm.
So that's just my take.
Victoria, thank you for sharing your thought. I really do appreciate it. I'm going to Facebook. Let's go take some thoughts on Facebook. I will go to Twitter after now. And then we have loads of messages on WhatsApp waiting for us. Festus Olu, is it Olu now? On Facebook says, Garba Shehu's comments are an admission of failure. If you superintend over an organization where your subordinates brazenly practice corruption under your watch and you cannot put measures in place and systems in place to arrest the and punish the culprits, but rather turn around to blame your subordinates, then it means you don't even know why you're a leader. Okay, all right. Festus, thank you for your thought. Emmanuel NWC on Facebook is also here, and he says, I want to ask, what's the essence of government? Is it not to create order in the society? Do you think all Americans are sane? Do you think Singaporeans are all sane? They are the same way. They are the same way, because of the kind of government and leadership they have. Every sane society is as a result of the same leader. I don't like it when people say until everyone behaves normal before Nigeria will become better. Emmanuel and the BC share that on Facebook. Okay. So I think we have about a minute or so to take more messages this morning. If you're tweeting me, the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF is all we're using. If you don't have that on your tweet, if you have not added that to your tweet, then I cannot see it because that's what I've just clicked on right now. And I can see all the messages, all the tweets that are for this program. Sylvester Simon says, corruption index, is it not in this country that the highest budget for a fence was approved and signed, 2.4 billion per kilometer? Okay. On a dry land. What are we talking about? Okay. All right. Thank you, Sylvester, on Twitter. Let's take another one on Twitter. IK Chiku on Twitter says, to be honest, everything rises and falls on leadership. If you can take the credit when things have gone right, you should also take the blame when things have gone wrong. Okay. And it says, presidency should take responsibility and stop this blame game that has beclouded their government. I get you. Good. Thank you for your thought. Lagos, we're going to go on a quick break right now. When we return, we'll take more of your calls. In case you're wondering what we're talking about, it's about Garba Shehu and what he said concerning the Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index that was released last week. You know, remember when that thing dropped, we talked about it, right? On the show. And then yesterday, we still went on to talk about low-level corruption. And then Garba Shehu came through. putting it that way sounds very funny. 8:26. We're going to go on now, and we'll be right back. Don't forget, Just a Minute is coming up later at 8:55. It's sponsored by Creditville. Stay here on the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show. 8:34 is the time from our studios here. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. If you're in traffic, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Yeah, keep the faith. We will survive. If you're still at home, check your map to know exactly where you should take today, right? Let's get on with the show. In case you missed out on what we're talking about, Garba Shehu was on TV yesterday, and he was reacting to Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index put out by that organization. And this is what he had to say when asked about Nigeria's latest ranking. Nigeria's dropping to 149 out of 180 countries. Take a listen.
All of these reports are based upon certain parameters. Use the indices that you want to, judge the government on. If you ask me this question, I will tell you that this one by TI is majorly, is not a judgment on Buhari or his administration or its war against corruption. It's a judgment on Nigerians. Because if you look at the major indices they used in arriving at these conclusions, they used 8 indices, 6 of which found Nigeria as being more or less on the same position. Nothing is lost. The 2 that they dwelled on that caused this backsliding are essentially Nigerian problems. When they looked at the varieties of democracy, they are talking about the political culture of this country. Vote buying, all this thing about thuggery. Is it Buhari that is a thug? We are not doing thuggery. And we know those who are doing it. And when they talk about the justice project, which is also, yes, a big minus in that report, and they're talking about perceived corruption in the judiciary. These perceptions are essentially not correct. Yes, there are issues with that sector, but wouldn't it have been nice if the reforms that are ongoing in that sector, so many changes are going on. And acknowledge it so that you encourage those judicial officers that are upright. And then the system keeps getting better.
Oh, there you go. Garashew speaking there. 8:36, let's go to WhatsApp and take some thoughts that are coming on WhatsApp. This one, I'll come to the telephone. I can see your calls. Well, let me take some WhatsApp messages first. If not taking WhatsApp today, Ayodeji says it's failure of leadership that breeds corruption practices by the people. Ayodeji, thank you for your thought. Christian from Aja says everyone is a potential lawbreaker or corrupt-minded unless we have strong institutions to bring them to book. Who is the head of all institutions in Nigeria? Buhari. I totally disagree with Garba Shehu. Well, Christian, thank you for your thought. Chima from Satellite Town says, it is quite unfortunate that Garba Shehu is separating the presidency from the rest of Nigerians as if the presidency is a country of its own. For the first time, Garba Shehu put a reasonable defense on Transparency International on Nigeria's corruption. You didn't add your name to your message, but thank you for your thought. Michael is in Badagry. Michael says, the result of Transparency International is on every Nigerian, including Buhari. Buhari is the most corrupt leader in Nigeria's history. OC says, Garba Shehu is correct. However, the people are bad under whose administration? Has the administration been fair in its policies? The people, including Garba Shehu, wouldn't have been bad. Full stop. OC, thank you. The result of Transparency International is true reflection of present government administration. It's an indictment of the government policies. Kafo is in Osolu Kingdom. Kafo, thank you. Akeem Sonny is also here. He's in Ipaja. Akeem says, a bad workman always blame his tools. Garba Shehu is transferring the federal government's incompetence to the people. Is laughable. This person says, Sheriff, let me ask you. Okay, I think I've taken this on Twitter. Thank you for your thought. We're going to take another one. Let's take two more messages from WhatsApp before we go to the telephone. America 2020 election. I think politicians exhibit same behavior all over the world, but the strong institution is Sena Climes are the saving grace. The institution is Sena Climes, developed nation checkmate the bad political elites that intend to behave awry. Abioye Nuruddin Akinloye put that across this morning on the show. Let's go to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993 on the telephone. That is 0700-993-993-993. I can see your tweet, but I'm coming over to come take your tweet in a moment.
The women, once they get married, they feel they've achieved everything they want in life.
For the first time in a long time, the youth are actually voicing and coming out to protest. It's a beautiful time. And so I think it is just a dress rehearsal for 2023.
Rule of law is supposed to apply whether you are old or young, rich or poor. If we see where rule of law is not being applied, we should call it out and say, this is wrong.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And Banago Ibrahim is joining us right now. Banago Ibrahim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
How was the night, sir?
It was okay.
On Garba Shehu, I think the man, let us not just hate him because of what he had just said. You recall, you came to my house and I told you a story, sir. Look, Nigerians as a whole, 98% of Nigerians are corrupt, and that's the fact. I will tell you, when I was his security in the bank and I picked a customer, lost $10,000 and returned, people who ordinarily, if I should go with that money and they will never see one naira out of it, were bitter that I dropped that money. They were calling and said, why would you drop such money? Or both on social media, everywhere they were saying this. Even some closest people were calling me that I have been cursed from my home. This is what does not belong to me. And what if that money belongs to them and they lost it? Will they be happy that someone picked it and take it away? So Garba Shehu is trying to balance the issue. Let us forget what you have been saying in the past,
okay,
and look at what is currently happening.
Okay.
The Transparency International is not just talking about this government. They are talking about Nigeria. We should change our ways of life, our behavior, our attitude. Look, we need moral value in this society.
Okay.
And that is what I have to say.
Mr. Ibrahim, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. He won the Everyday Nigerian honors.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Good morning to have you. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, my take this morning is this. You see, we will not blame Transparency International because some of them are seeing what is happening. They have agents everywhere. Now, imagine what happened during the issue of the funding fainting at the National Assembly and all of that. Eh?
Okay.
So think about it. And nothing has been done to date. So some of these things that is happening as a result because we've not seen people being punished for any wrongdoing.
Okay.
If we do, it will reduce this corruption. Though it might not eliminate it, but it will reduce it drastically because people are being punished. But today, people are being rewarded for some of these negative things that have been done. We see people being rewarded. Is it not somebody that went to National Assembly on the broad daylight and carried the maze? And yet, it was on live on camera. See, today, what has happened? Yeah, they rewarded them with position and all of that. So these are the things that breed corruption. And these are the things some of these international agencies are seeing and make them to conclude. So for Garba Shehu, I won't blame him. He's been paid to do what he's doing. He's part of the corruption we are talking about. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Ladipo. Nnamdi Iro is joining us on YouTube and he says Garba Shehu is correct. He has indirectly shown how Buhari is disconnected from the people since he's not part of the people. He cannot assess the people. Mike Sheung on YouTube says the system generally is corrupt. We need to bring a lasting solution, not defending the president. Mike Sheung on YouTube sent that in. We're going to take this comment before we bring on our next call, who is waiting right now. Abioye Akinloye on Twitter says, my brother, a critical look at the TI indices depict that there is no difference between Dr. Brown, fantastic, and the detailed analysis of low-level corruption and Garba Shehu's statement. We just like putting at the government doorstep. Okay. Mba is joining us right now. Mba, good morning to you.
Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
You have me some backup from your lesson.
Okay.
Shirley, my stake is go like this.
Okay.
You see, when Amnesty International maybe score Nigeria number second or third in well developed country or the best economy, who will take the glory? Is it common man in the street or is it the government will take this glory? Now it happened that the corruption have eaten. Now the government throw it to the floor. Blame the people. Shelif, off your mic. What is outcome of it today? Shelif, what is outcome of Lekki shooting today? Are there good results to government? Shelif, what happened to the palliative that gave even other countries gave Nigeria, and some permanent Nigeria donated the money to feed their people or to help their people? Shelif, what is the outcome of those things? Are they not rotting in the warehouse? Shame to them. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. 8:45 is the time. We're playing just a minute at 8:55. That's sponsored by Creditsville. Just a minute is a game show where we give out 10,000 naira to one lucky listener every day. That money is being put down by Creditsville. Let's speak with Femi. Femi is joining us any moment now. Then we'll hear from Twitter after Femi's call. Femi, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Chair.
Good morning to you.
My name is Femi from Surulere.
Welcome.
Yes. Well, Garba Shehu may not be too far from the truth. Because when you look on the street on a daily basis, in fact, I listened to the show yesterday. Yesterday, when you were on air.
Yeah, when I spoke with Dr. Brown.
Exactly. you see, the average Nigerian may not be the whole Nigerian 100%, but there's always this thinking that if I don't collect from this person, if I don't take 10 naira out of the 50 naira the person is supposed to pay, I may not make progress. I mean, that is actually what is happening at the grassroots. Even the rich man, people, somebody collecting a very bigger salary than your own, your own small salary, they will still hold it for several months just to make some profit out of it. Profits that will not do anything them, but they would complain about the government. Well, in terms of transparency and index and all that, I feel it is something that rubs off generally on the whole nation, and not just the people at the top, because the people at the top were once at the bottom, and it was we that promoted them there, and they are acting the way they are acting. So they are behaving the same way they have been behaving when they were at the bottom. They are exhibiting that behavior there.
Okay.
So Garba Shehu, fine. Well, he has his own inadequacies.
Yeah.
He may not be too far from the truth. Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Femi, for calling me. Appreciate it.
All of these reports are based upon certain parameters. Use the indices that you want to, judge the government on. If you ask me this question, I will tell you that this one by TI is majorly, is not a judgment on Buhari or his administration or its war against corruption. It's a judgment on Nigerians. Because if you look at the major indices they used in arriving at these conclusions, they used 8 indices, 6 of which found Nigeria as being more or less on the same position. Nothing is lost. The 2 that they dwelled on that caused this backsliding are essentially Nigerian problems. When they looked at the varieties of democracy, they are talking about the political culture of this country. Vote buying, all this thing about thuggery. Is it Buhari that is a thug? We are not doing thuggery. And we know those who are doing it. And when they talk about the justice project, which is also, yes, a big minus in that report, and they're talking about perceived corruption in the judiciary. These perceptions are essentially not correct. Yes, there are issues with that sector, but wouldn't it have been nice if the reforms that are ongoing in that sector, so many changes are going on, and acknowledge it so that you encourage those judicial officers that are upright, and then the system keeps getting better.
There you go. Whew, quite a lot. I'm going to go to Twitter. Let's take some thoughts on Twitter, and I'm searching for tweets. I'm clicking on the hashtag right now, hashtag Nigeria Info MCF on Twitter. Oh yes, there you go. Quite a number waiting. David on Twitter says, if you're not ready to take blame, don't come 2023 for vote or to be public office holder, because what is happening in Nigeria today is all about leaders that do not want to take responsibility. Adeoye Akinloye says, my brother, a critical look at the TI indices depicts that there is no difference between... Okay, I think I took this earlier. How many times are you sending this thing? Oh, come on, man. I was wondering now. I took it earlier and now it's at the top again. Well, thank you. Thank you. I've taken your tweet once. All right. Thank you for your thought. Let's take Salari's tweet. Salari says, Sheriff, are you saying that you've not heard about the 2.4 billion naira spent on the kilometer? Of course, no. Nobody's saying that. And he says, please, let's talk about it on... Okay, you want to bring that back? All right. Thank you. I hear you. Martin Timothy on Twitter says, we actually expected Buhari to enact stringent laws like death penalty for corruption and back it up with massive sensitization against corruption. People were already scared as at that time, but he fails. Everything went back to normal. Okay, Martin, thank you for your thought. Let's get to the telephone. 8:50, 5 minutes before just a minute. Good morning to you. Morning to you. What's your name?
This is Remy.
Remy?
Yeah, Remy.
Okay, Remy, talk to me.
Yeah. Before the Buhari government got into power, TI was like the new bride. Whatever came up with them, they rode with it. Only for them to get into power and probably something changed. Everything from TIA now seems like it has been controlled by PDP or their opposition. And for people saying Nigerians are so corrupt, 90% are so, I don't know where they got their statistics from. There is no place in the world where you find corruption. We saw how people looted in America, in France, and in the so-called developed countries. If they are so well behaved, they should all be in their homes, not looting. So for you to know that if there are no systems, why do you have PCV all around over there? Why do you have body cams on policemen? Is it because they are well behaved? Those are measures to curb corruption. It's not like people over there are because some people here. But there are systems that checkmate. There are consequences over there. Since we don't have that here in our institution, it makes it weaker. So people turning around and they just are corrupt, blah, 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 blah. How about other countries? They are too, but they have a system that just makes them to reduce it, not people to eradicate it. So people saying in Nigeria, I don't know if they are starting from having overpaid by a client, severally, and I return the money. And okay. I've met so many honest Nigerians.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate your time. Let's take one last call. Nigeria Info, good morning. Okay, yeah. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Oh, I think we lost that call.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And that is a crossfire today, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for being a part of it. But we are not done yet. Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next at 9 o'clock. Followed by What's Up Lagos with Collins Teke. And then Joyce Emua will be here at 12 midday after the news with the Sunny Side. President Sandra herself will take over proceedings from here on Hard Facts at 3 p.m. And the sports guys will be here. Well, Rufai will continue the conversation that he started yesterday concerning whether your spouse could be the drawback, the setback for you. It was a very interesting conversation. The conversations with Rufai, it continues later this evening at 6 p.m. You should tune in for that one. But for me, I have to take my leave. I'll be back on your radio 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. In the meantime, I'm online. I can chat, I can talk, I can crack jokes on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri, on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri, on LinkedIn at Sheriff Quadri. Come on, you know, say hello. I'll say hello back. Stay here on the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Africa's number one.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.